Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from AA, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hey Sandman, I just wanted to follow up with a previous donation I made where I was asking for playlists like this, and I'm glad you got it going. It makes it easier for me to binge on your videos if you order them up in 1 year at a time. Well, AA, thanks for the donation, and yes, I'm going to keep the yearly playlist thing going forward. Since you didn't give me a topic, I was planning on getting into the Roe versus Wade debate. I think there's more going on here, and that this is the latest battle in the cultural war for America's soul, between DeSantis fighting woke LGBT Mickey in Florida and Musk buying Twitter. 2022 has been entertaining thus far, but I keep getting a sense of dread that since the left has been going too far for the last 10 years or so, that the pendulum is now swinging from left to right, and now we'll see the overcorrection in the other direction. Twitter becoming open to all voices brings balance. But I don't agree that abortion should be taken away. It's just going to lead to a lot of coat hanger abortions and back alleys as doctors that do those sorts of things move from state to state that allows it. The only benefit I can think of is that people in failed leftist states won't move to places like Tennessee and Texas if there's a ban. So that would be a great thing, because it would slow the destruction of those places so they won't actually get a liberal lobotomy. I want balance to the American political force, instead of power bouncing back and forth between the Sith and the Jedi. You decide which party is which. I think the push to the right is probably being orchestrated by forces that want to see birth rates at the very least stabilize. But eventually cuckservatives will figure out that even traditionalism won't be enough to keep populations stable and growing. At least that's what I think. The left is right that at some point if humans stop reproducing, you might get something like The Handmaid's Tale. Except it won't be women forced to carry babies for wealthy men. But women in third world countries might be paid a pittance to do so for wealthy men in the West. After all, you could actually have a kid through surrogacy in India for $10,000 about 10 years ago, before they banned the practice for foreigners. I spoke to one woman and she told me she thinks we're about to return to a time period where an alpha male might actually have a wife, but he'll also have concubines or secondary wives in his life that he actually has kids with. I think that's a possibility with regards to where we're heading if birth rates continue to fall. But I don't believe that'll work. Banning abortion in America the way that China did about 6 to 12 months ago is not going to increase population. At least that's what I thought before I made this video. So what's next? Banning birth control pills and condoms. Many women are claiming they'll go on a sex strike if abortions are banned. Considering that 50% plus of the male population hasn't had sex in the last year or so, that's not really a punishment. That might be a reward for many men because then they won't have to deal with nagging women. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs. Before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women in America losing their minds because they can't lose their unwanted babies or fetuses clown world show. With regards to concubines, I told that woman that the Chads are not going to pay for that. Those women might actually get to sleep with those men and have kids with them, but financial support wouldn't be there. So that's why I think it might be tried, but it certainly won't work. Maybe we're about to reach the perfect storm where the elites figure out that the population crash is coming. So they want to push traditionalism on us to get the birth rates up. Maybe they should give women the option that have unwanted pregnancies to put those kids up for adoption to families that are on long-term adoption waiting lists by paying them $70,000 to carry a male baby to term. A male in his lifetime pays a net tax of roughly $150,000 based on the New Zealand study that came out a few years back. But a female spends more than the tax base that she actually pays into the system. A society that has 80% males that figures out a way to have a stable population would have an advantage over all others. It would be the most productive and it would be a place where women would want to get into, because then they'd have a huge pool of males to choose from, and men would also try to get in because they wouldn't have to work at jobs with females. And the society would be orderly and more productive with higher pay because of higher quality exports. Men would just need a sexual outlet at that point. Maybe make prostitution legal, as well as affordable surrogacy and nanny services. Or possibly even those lover bots I've been talking about. there would certainly be a tax base big enough for all of that. As for abortion just being a start, right, I believe, is just getting warmed up. While I do agree with what happened with DeSantis taking on Disney and the gay propaganda in Florida schools, again, I don't agree necessarily with the abortion ban. Oklahoma just banned abortion after 6 weeks, and it would make it a felony to perform the act, worthy of a 10-year prison sentence. I heard from Dennis Sperling that they're actually thinking of making everyone that drove a woman to a clinic in Oklahoma an accomplice, and that they would be charged too. We're witnessing a cultural cooch civil war in the United States. At least you know women from California won't be moving to Oklahoma anytime soon. That woman I spoke about earlier freaked out thinking that women's right to vote would eventually be taken away as well. I don't think an extreme right would go that far if they ever got power. But they'd probably give women cash and prizes to make babies. Russia's been doing it for a number of years and its fertility rate is now 1.82, which ironically is higher than the United States at 1.78. America hasn't been at replacement levels since 1972, around the time abortion came out, and Russia since 1988. We've already seen what happens when you ban abortions. You get fertility police like you did in Romania under Ceausescu during the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. In Romania in 1957, abortion rights were given to women. From this illustration, you can clearly see the fertility rate fell from around 3 in 1957 to under replacement in 1966. Then you see this massive spike to over 3.5 the next few years. So maybe all it takes is taking women's right to abortions away, and America could go from a 1.78 fertility rate well over 2.1, which is above replacement. From looking at the data, I've changed my mind, and I think that an abortion ban in the red states would be great, and would mean above replacement fertility rates and Republicans outbreeding Democrats. Maybe the Chinese are onto something by banning abortions last year. Even under Ceausescu, women over 45 were still allowed to get abortions, as well as women that had more than 4 kids, those they were pregnant through rape, and also had mental illness as well as many other risk factors. It wasn't a blanket ban. But look at the effect on the fertility rate. I was shocked to see that fertility rate almost doubled in 2 years following the ban in Romania. I started off conceiving this video as taking women's rights to abortion away as a bad thing, but it solves the population collapse problem. Maybe those white nationalists need to push for the banning of abortions in red states, and then they don't have to worry about white people being replaced demographically because they'll simply replace themselves naturally. Who would have thought that all it takes to get fertility above replacement is by banning abortions, especially in the Christian states, which are already near replacement already. I'll have to pay close attention to what happens in China to see if their population starts going up in the next couple of years. I put a link to a CNN article in the description to basically show what China's doing. Maybe Roe vs. Wade possibly being canceled as America's elites or secret government silently freaking out over what China's been doing the last 6 to 10 months, especially since they know it's probably going to work and China's population might stabilize and go up, while America's is flat or slowly rises with migrants replacing heritage Americans, until eventually the whole country sinks into a low IQ level and looks more like Mexico instead of America. Maybe I'm wrong about artificial wombs, that we won't actually need them, or surrogates, to get it back above replacement levels in fertility. Then again, maybe the dopamine rush we get from our phones these days is more powerful than the dopamine rush we get from taking care of little people in diapers. You know, the demographers are freaking out in the back of some government office with the prospect the Chinese population will start growing soon, and that Russia's fertility rate is higher than America's and Europe's. That's an existential threat to the United States and the West if left unchecked. Imagine if suddenly there's an arm race around the world to see who can make more babies, and countries start competing with one another to see who can make more. The reason the title of this video is Abortion is Only the Beginning is because in China they've also banned vasectomies. If we follow their playbook in the West, then that's the next step. If they still can't stabilize and eventually grow their population, then I'm predicting that they'll first raise the cost of condoms and birth control pills to be prohibitively expensive for the poorest members of society. Only the middle class and above might be able to afford technology like that in the future. That country needs more cheap and poor unskilled labor, and that's one way to get it. Plus more poor people to vote for the left. Although in China, I don't think it matters. But it's still early in the Roe versus Wade debate, as I'm scripting this video. If you listen to turd-flinging monkey, he says to take women's rights away, to return society back to strength and traditionalism. I don't agree with him on that because I don't want to see women suffer, and want them to be equal. But on the issue of abortion, I'm all for taking away their right, so long as the survival of the human race is at stake here. That one abortion right is the biggest liability with regards to populations going forward. Even Elon Musk says that population decline is the biggest problem. I guess now we know the easiest solution to that problem. Banning abortions. Humans always go for the easiest and fastest fix, even if it's not the right one in the longer term. My biggest fear is that many of the people on the right are now just going on the offensive against the far left because of the last 10 years of censorship and attacks from the left. Then Musk taking over Twitter was like the Battle of Stalingrad and the turning point in this culture war. That people have just had enough with Drag Queen Story Hour and are completely fed up at this point. This also reminds me of the mid-90s, when there was actually a pushback against the political correctness of the late 70s and 80s. I think we're seeing the beginnings of the same thing happening right now. Of course, there's still going to be a lot of upset leftists like the ones in Los Angeles that'll attack the police because of the Roe versus Wade situation. I think another turning point is the attack on Dave Chappelle. After he got hit, he actually laughed it off and told the comedy crowd that he was hosting that it must have been a trans man. The place erupted in laughter while the guy that hit him was being roughed up in the back. When it's unsafe to make jokes, that's crossing a line that eventually people fight back against. I just don't want to see policies moving too far to the right. I'd expect things to look like the days of George W. Bush after 9/11, with the government imposing all kinds of things against the so-called woke agenda. I suspect that they'll attack MGTOW as well if they want to get the birth rates up, instead of letting men be free without women. Instead, they actually want us to knock up some beauty queen that can't abort our baby. To end this video, I just want to give you guys that follow me on multiple platforms a heads up about my thumbnails going forward. I'll be using the more scantily clad images as thumbnails on all tech platforms only, but not very much on YouTube. YouTube's algorithm doesn't share the video around as much, and they get a lot less views, simply because there's a hot chick on the thumbnail. So be aware that the thumbnails on BitChute, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV might not always be the same ones on YouTube. Look at the titles to be sure. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to AA for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that if you smash a woman in the future, you'll have to smash her again in an alleyway with a coat hanger only a few months later. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the horror movies where aborted babies come back to life to kill the parents that killed them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.